Kavar tikkarenu bayom ahu. There's a mitzvah we all know, a mitzvah of kfura. We assume it seems to be 2 days in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where the kfura is min haTorah midrabban. We assume kfura burial is a mitzvah min haTorah, and we know we try to do it as soon as possible. If we could do it the same day, if not the next day, in Eretz Yisrael, they do it on the same day. So that's the mitzvah of kfura. When do we delay kfura? So the Mishnah talks about out kavan ames. Usually leaving over the dead body for a longer period is considered a bizayon, a disgrace to the ames. When it's a kavan, we do it. When is it a kavan? So Chazal tell us, the Mishnah tells us that if your family members need to get there, let's say your family members are far away, so to do a burial without your family members, that's not kavod ames. So under those scenarios, you could do a kfura. So that's the mitzvah kfura, we do it right away. So is it ever permitted to move the coffin, move the dead body after it's buried? So there are different reasons, different scenarios given when you're allowed to move a mace. If a mace is only originally buried temporarily on the condition to move them later, or if, even if they weren't, but you're moving them to Eretz Yisrael, so that's considered okay as well, and as well as kever avos, that you have a plow with your family members, so that's also considered okay. So there was a shaila asked to Rav Yitzhak Zilberstein. I guess that was during the communist time in Russia, the USSR, and this Jew wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, but I guess he couldn't get out of the country. So he made a request to his family members that when I pass away, don't bury me. I don't want to be buried in Russia. I don't want to be buried in the Soviet Union. Wait for the opportunity and then bury me in the land of Israel. So he wanted it. So it happened. The person died. So now the question was, could they delay the burial to go to Eretz Yisrael, or they have to bury him right away now? So Rav Zilberstein brings down, we all know the incident with Yosef. Yosef, when he died in Mitzrayim, they placed him in a coffin. And according to opinion in Gemara Sota, he was lowered into the Nile River. And later on, when Moshe was leading the Jews out, he called out to Yosef and the coffin came up. So the question, why wasn't Yosef buried? Why was he put in the Nile River? So the Medrash Sechel Tov points out that, you know why? For obvious reasons, because if they were concerned if they buried Yosef in Mitzrayim, they're making Avodah Zarah out of him. That was the concern of his father Yaakov. That's why Yaakov said, I'll take bringing up in Mitzrayim. At that point, Yosef was still in power, so he was able to get Yaakov to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. By the time he died, there was no one left. So therefore, they didn't have the ability to take him out. So he told them, made the promise that they take him out later on when the Jews leave Mitzrayim. In fact, they say over, I think it was one of the Rothschilds, he was in France, and he wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And the prime minister, the president said, no, your family's here. you made all your money here, I want you to be buried here. I'm not sure if that was legal in the country or not, but what happened was, it was during one of the wars, and El Al had, I guess, a bunch of unlisted, unofficial flights in and out of the country. So they took the body and they smuggled them out of Israel and ended up being buried in Eretz Yisrael. So you can't always have that choice. So why was Yosef? So in order, he was concerned they're making Avodah Zarah out of him, and therefore he wasn't buried. They threw him in the Nile River, or put him in the Nile River. The Aruch HaShulchan offers another answer. He says that, because why wouldn't Yosef just bury him temporarily in Egypt, and then why didn't you just take him? So I guess apparently with Yosef, he didn't want to be buried in Egypt because, as we said, because of the Avodah Zarah, so therefore he wanted them to at least start the burial process. And therefore he could say, look, we're on our way to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's okay. So the question is, in other words, it's Masha from the Aruch HaShulchan, however you were in Pshat in the Aruch HaShulchan, that by putting someone, even though Yosef wasn't buried, but since he said he wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, it was considered like they're in the process. However, according to the Medrash Sechel Tov, no, you have to bury him temporarily in communist Russia, because the reason why Yosef couldn't be placed there because of Avodah Zarah. But so in this case, with the Russian person, there's no concern, I guess, and there's no reason not to be. In other words, for Yosef, you could argue that since you're making Avodah Zarah out of him, so therefore that's why he wants to be buried in the Nile, or he's put there temporarily. But if not, why not be buried temporarily anyway? Who knows what's going to happen? So therefore, probably, I assume the norm in a psak would be that he should bury temporarily in Eretz, in Russia, in communist Russia. And then either way, you have, number one, if you're only burying him temporarily, you can move him. And even if not, since you're bringing him into Eretz Yisrael, you could do it. So therefore, it's probably best to bury him temporarily in communist Russia, and then whenever you could sneak him out, or whenever you could bring him out, so then you could take the dig up the coffin and bring him to Eretz Yisrael.